You're tuned in to People's Tribune Radio. I'm Kenny Shook.
Art is our attempt to make up for what we are not receiving in capitalist society that we live in. We're being shortchanged a certain something, and the art that we create is trying to make up for that gap.
This is our second program in a two-part series on hip-hop artists who approach their production as visionaries. On the last program, we heard from Portland, Oregon's Sirens Echo, and Oakland, California's The Coup. Today, we're going to bring to you some artists from Seattle and Brazil. The Northwest hip-hop scene continues to prove strong, as you heard in the previous show from Sirens Echo. You will gain further understanding as we bring to you Seattle's Blue Scholars. The Blue Scholars is made up of DJ Sabzi, who mixes and matches Funkalicious beats over and under Geologic's eloquent, educational, yet flowing rhymes. The duo was born out of a collective of supporters who are going to help this group rise, rise, rise. Correspondent Tony Zaragoza interviewed Geologic and Sabzi recently in Seattle.
But first, the song Bruise Brothers.
The blue is for the color of the collar of my mother and my father, plus the scholars that we be. The blue is for the nighttime moon, swinging tune of every bluesman, singing what it's like to not be free. I want to be the conduit, moving the music among the masses. Hit the spot, rock upon sight like Medusa as the truth surpassed the wicked. Used to sneak in shows without a ticket till I slowly got familiar with the local promoters, hoping to blow. Focused on the open mic, not claiming to be the dopest. I just want to be noticed.
My name is Alexei Saba Mohajer Jaspi. I am going by Sabzi, and I'm the DJ producer for Blue Scholars.
And my name is Gio Kibuyan. I go by Geologic, and I'm the MC for Blue Scholars.
In listening to your music, I think one of the things that a person notices right away is the uniqueness of the music itself, the kind of music that you're mixing in, and the beats that you're laying down. And I'm wondering if you could talk about, one, where you find such great music, and two, who your influences are.
You know, I listened to a lot of jazz, or I played a lot of jazz and stuff back in the day. I just started collecting records that were cheap. I have a whole bunch of, like, Escavel records and, like, 1950s instrumental big crappy big band stuff that you can pick up for, like, 25, 50 cents at any used record store. Old Quincy Jones big band things. I have my share of, like, funk and soul records, too. And it was that grimy hip-hop sound that we both liked a lot and sort of stayed away from the whole synthesized keyboard aspect of beat production. I did my best to stay away from samples that had been already used.
The primary influences are is life, is real life. And with that, not just mine, but the collective life I have with people in my community who live similar lives, who undergo similar daily struggles, and also history, you know, the lives led before me and the folks coming after. You know, it's all knowing that there's something greater, there's this bigger community out there that you're accountable to. That's a big part of what I write. Like, for example, the approach that Carlos Bulosan, a Filipino writer who wrote a book called America is in the Heart. I mean, his intent was there not to project an autobiography of himself. It was personified in one person in the book, but it was the experiences of all Filipino and, you know, immigrant workers at the time that he was living. So I approached music much the same way. I don't pretend to have lived a lot of the lives that I'm speaking of in my rhymes, but it's things that I've seen or heard firsthand, or things that have been played over so much in society and throughout history that you can't help but keep it relevant, keep it present. So along with that, I'm heavily influenced by any type of people's struggle that, you know, especially regarding class issues, issues with the exploitation of the working class and how that affects folks, not just here in the U.S., but internationally. Me being the a child of Filipino immigrants and part of a community of Filipino immigrant workers all throughout the world, and trying to figure out the root causes of why people are being forced off their homelands, things like that, and then issues of whether these homelands are really truly free. It's a matter of self-determination. So you'll hear a lot of that in my rhymes, not in those terms, not in those like political catchphrases that I'm using now, but more in ways that your average music listener can maybe translate those kind of ideas. But that's more of this social and political influence. As far as like musical influences, I listen to everything from Nas to E-40 to NWA, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest. And then on top of that, I listen to everything. I try not to discriminate too much regarding music, but the kind of music that I like most is music that addresses, you know, society and politics. It doesn't always have to be as overt as a Public Enemy or Dead Prez. A whole lot of musicians out there that you wouldn't even, that your average listener wouldn't consider political, still has like some sort of social message going on that you could definitely draw from.
You listen to the album, and all the way through song after song, there is a kind of connection with, identification with place, specifically Seattle and the Northwest, but also, as you've already mentioned, to the Philippines, to our histories as immigrants. And I'm wondering if you can talk about how your music, your lyrics, are rooted in place and in where we come from, not only ourselves, but our families.
The idea of place to me is big because, well, I've only known living in America, in the U.S. my whole life. But if this was our home, where our house is right now, then why are my parents still referring to the Philippines as home? When they talk about it, they're like, oh, yeah, your grandma is back home. Your uncle's back home. And so I was kind of schizophrenic, like, if that's home, why the hell are we here? You know what I'm saying? That along with some of the problems you face, you know, racism, and then you start noticing like how things are unfair for people who look like you or who come from your class background. You start to begin to question whether the place that you are standing at really is a home that was meant for you. And so along with that, you try to tie it in with the history of people who are displaced each and everywhere. I did address a little bit of the history in Seattle with, you know, the displacement of the Duquamish people and Chief Self and how their land was taken away. Things like that in Bruise Brothers, where I say, you know, the blue is for the ocean. We cross the foreign lands where we work with our hands, and home is where we stand, meaning like we don't really have a home after we're displaced. Home is pretty much wherever we are, where we work, live. And also on a personal history note, my father was in the military. He was in the Navy. So we were moving like every 3 to 4 years. I was born in Long Beach, lived in San Diego, lived in 3 different places in Hawaii, settled in Bremerton, and then I graduated from high school there, moved to Seattle. That's like 5 different cities in 20 years. You know, and I, when people ask me where I'm from, sometimes I say, well, I have a feeling they're asking like where my parents are from. So I say the Philippines. Sometimes I, on a certain day, I'll be like Long Beach because it was where I was born. Sometimes I'll say Hawaii. It's all like this. It's not abstract. Like home to me, it's such an important thing, right? You know, home is where the heart is, you know, is where like you're supposed to be, like have your roots in. Like it's, home is somewhere where like, not just emotional, but like, you know, physical as well, because I think it's very traumatic to have to live kind of not knowing where your home is. So with that, I'll just pass it off to Sabzi.
Well, discussing family history, my mother of European descent grew up in the projects of Beacon Hill and White Center, and I mostly actually growing up spent time with my father's family, who are from Iran. They're also Baha'i, and they have a long history of persecution and suffering at the hands of certain powers that definitely saw the Baha'i community as a threat in Iran, and moved from village to village, ultimately ending in the capital city of Tehran, and then finally coming over here and being forced to stay here after the fundamentalist revolution. Over the years also, I've seen in people, other folks who have a similar ethnic and Persian and Baha'i heritage as well as different folks who I can see maybe come from different backgrounds, but principally have experienced the same thing. The disintegration of certain old community-based ways that have now resulted in a certain suffering and pain that I see in my elders, that basically inspires me to work with a guy like this and do what we do. Because ultimately, I mean, the struggle that each individual faces is something that is universally experienced on some level by all of us. That's where it's rooted. Because Gio did mention earlier that some of the material that's touched upon in the album may not be of direct personal experience. But if you see your brother suffering, then you suffer too. And ultimately, I mean, it is your concern. So that's definitely where it's rooted.
Ha ha, ha ha. This be be the sum of love plus one. Mold breaking, soul searching. My carriage is my feet on point and hella deep like sea urchins. Indeed, be certain. Proceed to test your reflex, knee jerking. Hit it behind the curtain on the stage, burning inside with rage. Rewrote the script with my voice inside of the page. I've decided the ways previously paid for me to walk will never see me. Know my footprints, I stalk in the nighttime of eye and eye. Hands to the sky like the clock at midnight. Convinced of my demise. Concluded that the crowd throws their hands in the air because the sky is falling. No one else seems to care. I want a piece of the pie, not a generous share. Can I possibly prove my intentions are bare? I'm just a word and a rhyme and a kick and a snare. Swimming in ink wells to find if my spirit is there. But you can find me inside of a pen waiting to burst. Drowning in a reservoir, quenching my thirst. My first love, second home was my headphones. First time I wrote what I felt because I said so. So unless there's any protest, allow me to begin. The well is never deep enough to wash away the sin. So I drop it on the one. My tongue be the drum, beating meaning to the beat, to the beat. What we become with motion, movement, architects, blueprint, showing, proving, teachers, students, reaching for truth in a self-revolution. The roof is on fire. What's your solution? Motion, movement.
You're tuned into People's Tribune Radio. Geologic shares his thoughts on the role art plays in people's struggles for dignity, equality, and justice.
It plays a primary role, I believe, because art, you know, there's a quote out there, I think it's attributed to Marx, where he says that art is our attempt to make up for what we are not receiving in society, meaning in the society, in the capitalist society that we live in, we're being shortchanged a certain something, and the art that we create is trying to make up for that gap. I believe that whether a lot of artists who come from a more working background are conscious of that or not, the art that they're producing kind of speaks to that void that they're trying to make up for. Those who are a little more politicized and try to understand that there's political action, you know, not just theory but practice that has to go into lessening that gap, go about it and approach the creation of their music more methodical. Art has to have a purpose. If it doesn't serve the interests of the majority or serve the people, then it ceases to be art. It just becomes something that just marks the domination of the ruling class at the time period. You know what I'm saying?
What you all do really, really well, and then I think actually is much more effective in terms of grabbing people, their hearts and their minds. What you do is you educate and inform and inspire without preaching. And that's, I wanted you to comment on that.
You know, I think one of the things that makes the Blue Scholars Project dynamic is the fact that Gio and I come from definitely different backgrounds, and we don't agree on everything, and we don't disagree on everything either. But we do have a unifying base, which is actually a universal principle that can be applied to everybody, in regardless of what condition they're in. And I think that as a result, our collective efforts and our collective art that we present to the public is something that we try to discuss facts, material and objective truth. The project allows us to build something that is of relevance, that's rooted in reality, but still discusses objective truths, and it will allow somebody to approach that from the conditions that they're coming from, and they can apply those principles to their life. Or maybe if they don't feel like they can relate to it, at least they can learn something from that and maybe gain some sort of insight into the struggle and issues that other people in their community may be dealing with.
No matter what your educational background is, and in a lot of unless you're like an infant, you know, no matter what your age is, everyone has the ability to think critically. It's just that people are conditioned through media, through school and other institutions to not think critically, even though they still have that ability to do so. In the music that we create, and particularly in the lyrics that I write, I'm not trying to impose an ideology or impose my worldview on anybody else, or to even suggest that mine is better than theirs. I'm merely saying that I have this view of the world. It's based on, I have evidence for it. I have objective conditions that contextualize the lens with which I see the world. I'm going to give you a little bit of my observations. I'm going to paint images of the lives that people are actually truly leading, things that you don't see on the media, things that you don't read in your history textbooks. This is how people get their information, you know, in this society. You know, before it was like, dominated by printing press. People got their messages through written word, and a lot through like other cultural, you know, oral history. Now you get it from the media, you get it from your friends. I kind of approach the music, the Blue Scholars lyrics and content in that same manner, where it's not all going to be orderly. And some tracks might be a little more insightful to society. Some might be a little more introspective to my personal journey. But altogether, these are just one person out of a larger community telling you what they see, not really telling you that this is what it is and you better believe it, but this is what I see. Do you identify with anything that I'm telling you? And if so, then let's build.
Over the horizon, it's hard to start writing. Been fighting in the belly of the titan, tying tourniquets tightened around the middle of a thigh. My pen floods the pages while the children are crying. I want to put on an iron shirt, chase the devil out of earth, spit until my tongue and saliva glands burst. But first, I invoke the spirit of the long gone and coming back. Through the song, I am one with that all-seeing being. But it seems as if we're being tricked into believing that which we think we believe in. Even if we disagree on who the best MC is, we bob to the beat as if we're nodding in agreement. I write to freedom, though freedom hasn't come. I let it ring to leave a message on my answering machine. I see a movement has begun as soon as we become the true truth seekers down with this Babylon regime. To think you can die in the blink of an eye, I did just to try to test I and I. Been destined to fly, but I'm resting tonight, and one bright morning I will take flight. But until then, I'll be rocking on the M. I see the future dripping out of a pen, and if sleep be the cousin of death, then every time I glitch one step closer to my last breath. They said talk is cheap, but war is expensive. I speak cause it's free, and these words are my weapon. Don't think for
where we're at now is so much further than we thought we would be. I think we're at a point where we kind of have to take it a little more serious. We need to be a little more organized, more than just, you know, a hip-hop group trying to be self-sufficient and self-determined. We're starting to see ourselves, not just me and Sabzi, but also Mark, who has the managerial duties, and actually another broader circle of folks who support us and help out in a lot of ways, trying to operate as a collective. And meaning we don't all have to agree politically or philosophically, but we need common objectives and common goals and a plan. So it's broad right now, but within those plans are things such as building and organizing with the community. I held back from saying giving back to the community because that's so philanthropist sounding, you know what I'm saying? Where I reject that. I reject like just making it big for the sake of a little bit of a payoff to the community. You know, like Jay-Z in his one song, he said, if I don't get rich, then my community loses, but if I get rich and I give back, then it's a win-win. It sounds good in a rhyme because it rhymes, but the truth behind that is that whole trickle-down stuff doesn't work. You need to work a little more organically with the community. So when we say giving back to the community, we mean allowing Blue Scholars to be a community resource through which other folks can realize the same potential that we're kind of realizing right now. You know, we try not to be idealistic, but optimistic. And we talk about certain things, like if we do have the resources, we would love to set up some sort of infrastructure where we're working hand in hand with, you know, maybe like youth and students in the community to have access to, you know, we're trying to build a little studio. And obviously, it's for us to make music, but it's also something that we hope to have a community built around, people to have access to that who normally wouldn't, because we know what it's like to have to go around searching for a place to like hone your musical skills or produce media. We actually do a whole lot of workshops, too. Although we try to put a lot of education into our music, we also think it's good to process it collectively. We try to come up with like different like curriculums or workshop agendas and give back that way. We have a re-release of the first album that came out last year. We're putting three new tracks on there and remixing one track and re-releasing that with like new album cover art and wider distribution. We will be releasing a second album, which we actually are working on right now and have already started producing and recording.
This is an aspect of who we are, you know what I'm saying? And the music is just an aspect, and everybody has a part to play. We're trying to play our part.
This is People's Tribune Radio. That is it for our talk with Geologic and Sabzi of the Seattle hip-hop group Blue Scholars. We're now going to exit the States and listen to some hip-hop artists from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Hip-hop is called hip-e-hop in Brazil, like hip and hop. The name may sound a little funny at first, but the music has the same hip-hop roots. Similar to the groups you've heard on the show, many hip-e-hop artists use their lyrics and beats to convey strong messages of struggle and peace. One group who delivers this message is Fado Criminal, who spoke with PT Radio when they were on tour in Olympia, Washington.
Ah, eu sou guerreiro, grito com minha rima mortal. Sou um dos cinco integrantes do Fado Criminal. Citando essa fita do sistema global. União do lado leste, aqui ninguém paga pau. Sou presidente do inferno.
Primeiramente...
Firstly, I want to introduce myself. My name is Ricardo. I'm a member of Fato Criminal. And we came to the United States through an invitation done made by Obras, the Organization for Brazilian Solidarity. Firstly, my name is Jefferson, and it has been very gratifying for us here. And in some ways, it's like really realizing a dream of us to be here. Basically, our trip here really went beyond our expectations because we not only get to know some hip-hop groups or hip-hop music, but also we get to know many other types of music. And also we get to play with other bands that are not necessarily part of the hip-hop movement, but such as Obrador, and they do Afro-Caribbean music and quase nada. So therefore, we have made many contacts here in the United States, and that has been beyond our expectations. One thing that I don't know has been, I saw that has been developed here is that it's new for him, that a hip-hop is in some ways was integrating into the Green Hills and Maple Lane. With Green Hills is a maximum security prison for young people who have committed felonies, and Maple Lane is more like a reformatory for young offenders. And so what is important is that I don't know, hip-hop can be a way of taking this youth that in some way have like detoured the path of being society. So it's a way to bring them back to society. And it's amazing that a hip hop in some ways is very big here among the population. So this is a very interesting work that how to integrate hip hop with these types of populations, in which for them it's very interesting that they want to go back to Brazil. They want to also develop these types of projects with in the city of São Paulo and maybe throughout Brazil. Another thing that is they became very aware of is how hip hop is very much spread among the population in the United States, that everybody really is, that hip hop is very popular among all ages.
A música para nós.
For me, the music is a very fast vehicle. It's more like express lane to bring information to our population, to several groups in our population. In some ways, like when you are dancing, your body is dancing, you provide energy, but the information stays with you. Another thing that through the music that we made, we treat many issues that affect our communities, and also we are providing alternatives to these issues, and I talk about what they are, but also provide alternatives.
Precisa saber o que está acontecendo.
One issue that I don't know is very important for us, for many groups in Brazil, is the issue of peace, paz. In one of the songs they talk about paz, they say that paz, peace is not just like a white dove, it's not like putting hands together. But a paz means respect between all races, all religions. Então, no one is obliged or forced to like another person. But the most important is to have respect and have mutual respect for each other in order to avoid war and to have peace.
Haverá paz. As esperanças,
we have a lot of hopes, no, sometimes these hopes don't really correlate to the present situation in Brazil, but we believe that a Fat Criminal and a Zika da Leste is the network of hip-hop in the East Zone in São Paulo. They are doing their parts, whatever they can, and good things are going to be happening in Brazil. They totally believe, because especially they have a new president that is interested in supporting the people. The most important right now is that we, in the process of removing those bad politicians, and the population already have some awareness. These corrupt politicians no longer have a space in Brazil, and they are being removed. Brazil is such a large country, and the thing is that in Brazil, the problem is that we have to create a Brazil that is for the majority of the people, and not only for a minority that has been dominating the country. For instance, we have a lot of things to be done. One area is agrarian reform, that maybe if you do an agrarian reform, maybe it's not necessary for the landless workers movement, the MST, to exist, because, you know, they don't need to be fighting for land. Another thing that, you know, we have to fight those leaders, the politicians that don't do anything for the people while they are earning high wages. In Brazil, we have now we have everything in Brazil. We have a very honest people, hardworking people. We have minerals. We have everything there.
Tem gente trabalhadora. Nós queremos muito.
Firstly, I would like to thank you, the people from the United States, for the really marvelous welcome. We feel very comfortable here, being here on Olymp in Seattle. We had a very, very good reception where we went. Basically, you know, the people here are very good people. You know, they have good hearts. It's very interesting the level of respect they have for each other and for us. I'd like to come back to the United States. You know, I get to know more all the areas in the United States. And of course, we'll be back here in Olympia, in Washington State, because this is a very beautiful region. And to finalize, that we, you know, wish peace for everyone here.
Respeitar as pessoas.
We are very blessed to be here, you know, because it has been a very unique experience that no money can really pay for, the type of experience that we are having, and we like it. This is a very blessed city. We like the air, you know, and the most important, that God bless you all and bless us all as well. And that's all I want to say.
Obrigado.
That is it for this edition of People's Tribune Radio. Please check out the August 2005 People's Tribune to read reviews of the artists you heard on today's show. You will find a link on our website. Every month, PT Radio, in association with the newspaper People's Tribune and the bilingual magazine Tribunal do Pueblo, attempts to share with you information and visions for a new cooperative society. To find out more information, please call 1-800-691-6888. Once again, 800-691-6888, or visit us on the web at www.ptradio.org. I'm Kenny Shook. As we close with the song Benjeda by Fado Criminal, thank you for listening, and please join us next time for People's Tribune Radio.
Concede que fuzil sou da família, a Zika da Leste, na mesma sintonia. 10 anos na fita, na estrada da vida. Agora o som trinca, representando a firma. Fato criminal, é o som de periferia. Terrorista da favela, combatente da miséria. Declarando guerra e fim para os comédias. Assim que é então, a Zika é essa, meu irmão. Maior satisfação, pipoca, pensa que tá bom. Pra quem desacredita, escuta agora e cita. Guaianazes lá do leste, a verdadeira Zika. Don't neglect it, don't neglect it.